Sokolajuma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the big interview on Sokolajuma Radio. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkewo, and I'm excited to say to you that in this episode, we speak to the recently qualified finalist of the Telkom Knockout. We'll take on Orlando Pirates on the 8th of December. That is midfielder from Baroka, Utalen Chawapiwa. I speak to him about his prize, whether he'll be able to go to a bigger team at the end of the season, and so much more. So enjoy our conversation.
Sokolajuma Radio.
Thank you very much for speaking to us then on Sokolajuma Radio. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling okay this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You were told, obviously, you've already been told that this is the first time that Baroka have qualified for a major final. Was there any bonus or any promise of a bonus that you guys are going to be given for qualifying?
No, the bonus was there because the main plan was to reach semi-final and then we get some bonuses, but now going to the final, it's another story because we were promised some money for the semi-final. Now they are coming back to us and say, no, guys, you've done fairly well now because we expected to go to the semi-final. That was our target as a team. But now we are in the final. Now they promised something better than what they promised in the semi-final.
All right. And would you say that whatever you've been promised now for the final is significantly more than what you will get for the final?
Yeah, because it's the chairman, he said he doesn't need the money. He said only what he needs is the trophy, you know, and to make the supporters happy, you know, by reaching the final, we have made the people happy. And then he said the money you just share it as players. That's what he said at the start of the season.
So it's safe to assume that from the 4 million, you, as one of the star players, you can get maybe 200,000 or maybe 500,000.
I don't know the calculations. How they
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, my brother. All right. Well done, though. The Big Issue, one of the biggest shows in the country, searching the stories, diving deep into the issues and finding out who has which opinion and also giving fans their chance to give their opinion about an issue. We're speaking coach Giovanni Solinas and whether or not his job is on the line tomorrow. Don't forget to check out The Big Issue on sokolajuma.co.za. And now, back to the interview. Let's talk the final now. Orlando Pirates, you're playing them in Port Elizabeth on the 8th of December. Well, your coach has said that, Coach Wetsin Nyerenda has said that you are no longer giant killers. When I was growing up as a teenager, Baroka was known to be giant killers because in the Nedbank Cup, they were still in the lower leagues knocking out Chiefs, Swallows, and big teams. That's why you were known as the giant killers. Now, your coach is suggesting that you are giants yourselves, though you are occupying a lower position on the log. What do you make of what he said?
Yeah, I support what he said, you know, because we have done fairly well in the tournament. We have 3 clean sheets. We haven't conceded, you know, we have been scoring 2 goals. You know, we've not been struggling, you know, in the tournament. And also the coach, when he was appointed as a coach, he told us that he's going to the final and winning the final, but no one believed him. That's why he's now saying he's now a giant killer, you know, because what he said when he joined the team, it's what is happening now. So I support his dream because it's coming to pass now. Everyone believes now what he said is true.
And of course, the 8th of December, you playing up against Orlando Pirates. You knocked out Mamelodi Sundowns, a top club in South African football. I think, in my opinion, the best club in South African football over the past 10 years. An incredible team. You knocked them out 2-0 in the quarterfinals of the Telkom Knockout. And then you knock out another great club, Bidvest Wits, in the semifinals. Bidvest Wits is one of the best as well. Maybe top 2 over the past 3 years in the country. Orlando Pirates, talk to me about that final and what you think of them and their good form.
Yeah, Pirates, they're a form team now. But, you know, what I like about football, you know, football is full of surprises. You know, we're going to surprise people because everyone is writing us off now. You know, but I think we have come from the tough battles, you know, the team that we beat, you know, they're fairly well like Pirates, you know. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough one. But as a team that has form also, do better than what people are saying. You know, everyone is saying Baraka, they don't have order, they're not organized and stuff, but no one is giving us credit. You know, we are just going there to fight. You know, we're not going there to prove a point to anyone. But for now, also, we are a good team in the tournament. And also, Pirates, they are a fun team, you know, well-organized, well-structured team, big team, you know, but it's going to be an interesting final.
And do you go into this with any sense of fear or respect? What's your mentality personally, and what's the team's mentality?
Now there's no fear. Now there's no respect. The respect, we left it when we beat Sundowns. Now there's no fear and respect. Now I think everyone now believes that we can do it. You know, when we're able to beat a strong team, you know, like Sundowns, you know, champions in the Africa, you know, so the fear is gone already now. So now we just take the opponents as they are. There's no respect. We just respect the brand Pirates because it's a big brand.
Well, there was a coaching situation at your club. Unfortunately, Coach Watson Nyirenda for the semifinal that you guys defeated Mamelodi Sundowns wasn't there because of a family bereavement. We believe that he lost one of his parents, and the assistant coach took over. At the time that you defeated Mamelodi Sundowns, you had gone around 3 months without winning a league match. The last I had checked up to that point, you had won in August and you defeated Sundowns late in October. It was close to 3 months. What was the mood around in the team? Was Coach Watson Nyirenda close to being shown the door at Baroka FC, if you were to be honest?
The coach, you know, what I heard, the coach, you know, the chairman said he will never fire the coach. He's the only professional coach he's ever had. That's what the chairman said, you know. So the coach, he wasn't going anywhere, you know. And beating us, Sundowns, it was just a continuity, you know, from the coach, because we were preparing according to coach's programs. When he left, he gave us the program that we abide to. Us winning after 3 months, you know, it's not like we have been doing bad, but it's only that we have not been scoring, and now we are now scoring. You know, so it's just a matter of now the guys are composed. Now the guys are now doing what they were not doing. But getting there, we're getting there. The coach is not going anywhere. The chairman told us that if you think you're sabotaging the coach, he is not going anywhere. I'll fire you players, but the coach will remain. So the coach himself, nothing to worry about him.
All right, so he was not on the verge of leaving, as the chairman had mentioned. Of course, I appreciate and value the manner in which you are taking on this question regarding the coach, because you personally had a challenge with the coach. He punished you. He decided not to play you. Can we rewind back to that moment? Not dwell too much on it, but rewind back on it. What did you learn? What happened? You were punished. You were not made to play. What happened, and what did you learn as an individual?
Now, the whole story, you know, it was a bit misinterpreted, you know, the whole story. You know, people wanted to make most of it, but it was not like what it seemed to be. You know, it was just a matter of the coach saying, no talent, I know you're doing this, but now you're not doing this. What's wrong with you? You know, you need to pull up your socks. Everyone is looking up to you. You know, you need to come back to your best. That's what the coach was doing to me. And I understand it's a football language. You know, everyone, you know, expects that, you know, and it made me to realize and say, no, I need to do my best every time. I need to give my best because everyone is watching. There's no time now to go back and say, no, I have to continue and maintain the level that I was when I came to this club. You know, that's what the coach was reminding me. But now, you know, when people write it, it seems to be somehow.
So there was a misunderstanding that has now been sorted out, because we see you playing now, and everything seems to be water under the bridge.
Yeah, it was just a disciplinary measure that was being taken by the coach. Nothing else, you know. Me and the coach, we talk every day. You know. He's a foreigner like me. We sit down, you know, he played the game before, so he's always there to encourage you. You know, talent, I know you from us playing against, you know, Zimbabwe versus Zambia, yeah. I know what you can do. Yeah. So he always pushes me up and says, no, I know, I've watched you before. You have destroyed me before. I know what you can do. You know, so, but outside people, they don't understand that. They interpret things in their own way.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk now talent. You are a talented person. Your name is Talent. And you've been making waves in South African football over the past 12 months. It's a bit of stop and start for me, in my opinion. Sometimes I feel frustrated that you don't do the best that you should be doing, particularly against other lesser teams. You do show up sometimes against the bigger teams. You are on the pages of newspapers being linked with this team and that team. Chiefs now, Powers tomorrow, Sundowns the next day. What's your attitude towards being linked with these teams? And what has been the agreement between you and Mr. Mpahlele, you know, about maybe if a team comes with the right price, then they will let you go? Because that is what they've done before with guys like Sphelele Ntshangase. So if the team comes with the right price, then they do allow a player to go.
No, you know, it's always hard to play for a smaller team. You know, you have to give your best all the time. You have to give your best. As a player, you have to have the right attitude, you know. So sometimes, you know, the performance, sometimes it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. But, you know, everyone does well when you're playing against a big team, because you don't have pressure, you have nothing to prove, you just play and enjoy your game and stuff, you know. So, and what I like, it's about the chairman also, you know. He's always telling me, Talent, this is the time to market yourself.
Yeah.
As long as we want to win. But every game, you're marketing yourself as a player. You're upping your value, you know. So take this game seriously, you know. That's why sometimes the performance goes up, you know. All of a sudden, people will be surprised, why this guy is now, his performance is up. Because, you know, I always take heed to the chairman's words, you know. Like, I have to market myself each and every game because everyone is watching.
So he's promised you that if you continue with the performances and if the right price comes from the bigger clubs, he will not have a problem with letting you go.
Yeah, that's what the agreement is. He told me that, no, I can't stand in your way. You know, I will let you go when the right price comes. But what he doesn't want is for people to take me like I am cheap player and stuff.
Yeah.
Because he devalues me. That's what he told me. Said, no, I bought you with a higher price. You know, I expect something better than what I bought you with. You know, and I value you. I see you improve each and every game. So I am valuing you like this. You know? So people, they must respect that.
So if I was a club owner negotiating for your price, what amount would you advise me to bring to the club, to bring to the table?
For me, I don't know about amount. You know, I'm just a player.
If I come and I want to buy you for 2 million, would that be more or less a good enough price, or would you want me to maybe add 2 more million to be 4 million? I mean, that those are the ranges for decent players in South African football.
Yeah, I think that level of 2 million, I think I have passed.
Okay.
In my own opinion, I think I have passed, you know, because they bought me with 1 million. I can't, like, go with 2 million, you know. All the efforts I have made, they are worth the 2 million. I don't think that. That's my own opinion.
Okay. So maybe, let's say maybe 5 is not bad. 5.
I don't know, but you know the prices. You know the prices. If you were the owner of the team, how much will you buy me?
As you said, they spent 1 million on you, so maybe 5 is not bad. Can't go to 10 because you would have to be a Karma billet to be a 10. You're not too far away.
Yeah.
You're not too far away from Karma in terms of the position that you occupy, but you need to be consistent. Give us 10 goals per season, 15 goals per season,
and then you can
go to 10. Right. Okay.
Exactly.
And then we wrap up the conversation then. I was impressed. I've watched the Warriors play against Liberia, Congo, Brazzaville, and Congo Kinshasa. You are now number one in that group. You probably need 1 point to be sure of qualification. What have you made of the squad, the group of players that you have with Zimbabwe? This is the last one for me before we let you go. Are you happy with the qualification process? Do you think that you will be in Cameroon next year?
Yeah, I'm happy with the preparations. You know, the guys, they've done fairly well, you know, because everyone was writing us off when we went to DRC.
Yes, yes.
There, everyone thought maybe our journey is going to end there. You know,
yes,
the home and away game, yeah. But we proved to be worthy to go to Cameroon. And we I think we deserve to go there because we are just left with one game. We need 1 point. And especially the game is at home. And we have the guys with experience, the guys with talent, and also the coach, you know, he has been there before. He knows everything. So we have nothing to worry about. What I know, we will go to Cameroon.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. You have a good group of players. It's going to be difficult even for you to get into that team sometimes because all of you are very good. Musona, Biliat, Terence Fukamanja is there, yourself. You know, you have very good players. But I wish you the best. We'll watch you guys next year in Cameroon in June. You are as good as having qualified now. What's your wish for Baroka at the end of the season? Where do you want to be? Of course, I'm sure you want to win the Telkom knockout. In the league, where would you wish to end?
The coach, you know, said we will be in the top 8. You know, so I believe, you know, and pray also that we will be in the top 8. You know, it's also good for the club. You know, we need to stop fighting relegation and stuff, you know, and prove that we are worthy. Now we are in the final now. So we can be in a final and then we go to the league and get relegated or fight relegation.
Mm.
But I believe in a faith now with the group of team we have now at Baroka, we will be in top 8.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Telling Chawa people, we'll keep an eye on your progress. We really appreciate you giving us your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to catch the Sokala Duma newspaper tomorrow on Wednesday, only for 3 rand 90 cents, and you will see more of the Siya Kopo, the story of who is going where, which coach is under pressure, and so on and so forth. Otherwise, keep it logged here on sokaladuma.co.za/SL Radio. Thank you very much for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.